Trauma can absolutely change the way that you look at your life and the way that you operate on a day-to-day basis. So this past weekend, I had a business conference online that our team does usually at least once a year called Level Up. And something was said about building relationships that really brought me back to my childhood, brought me back to trauma that I've been through that I thought I healed from, and I never did. And I want you to, as a mom, start looking at things in your life that maybe you've experienced that actually have molded and shaped who you are and the relationships that you have as a mom. So I'm going to give you an example. When I was younger, as an only child, I really stuck a lot to myself. So trusting a lot of people has been really difficult for me, and especially building a business on social media and homeschooling and being a mom. And there's all these expectations to interact with other moms, interact with other kids. And it's been difficult for me at times because of how I grew up and because I had never really had a lot of relationships with people where I felt comfortable to completely be me and completely be accepted. And every time I let somebody into my life, and every time I let them get to know me wholeheartedly, unapologetically, completely open, I would feel abandoned at times because either I was the only one texting first, or I would lose them as a friend, or something would happen, or I just never even felt comfortable with certain people to be completely open. I had to almost felt like I had to put on this front with people. And I think that actually develops into difficulty of building strong relationships when you're a mom and you're an adult in general, which can be really hard when you are a mom because you feel isolated, you feel alone. And then even though we're all experiencing a lot of the same things, you don't feel like anybody's actually going through things that you're going through. So if you can relate to this is going to be the episode for you. And as we continue to dive deeper into these episodes and how to really rewrite that story of mom identity and start thinking of more abundance and more creativity and build the stronger relationships in your life, you'll hear a lot of these stories of things that I've been through. Because part of the reason why I've been as successful as I am and have healed in a lot of areas that I've healed in has been a lot of these realizations, like this past weekend, of feeling abandoned my entire life in a lot of different relationships that I have had. So every time somebody got too close, I would stop responding to them. I would stop messaging them. I wouldn't be the person that went to them first. And even if they messaged me, it would be days or weeks until I responded back. And sometimes I just wouldn't think of it. Now, I have time blindness sometimes. I am not diagnosed ADHD, but I do get a lot of time blindness. Sometimes I do it without even realizing it. And all the time I do it without even realizing it. Sometimes it has to do with time blindness, and other times has to do with ultimately I feel like somebody's getting too close and it allows me to take back that control in the relationship and take back the control in how I'm feeling so that I don't feel abandoned again. But ultimately, for me, it was a lot of being an only child. I grew up with a lot of trauma from my parents. And I didn't have a lot of people to rely on. And because I couldn't rely on my parents in a lot of different ways, I tried to turn to other people, but then also felt like I couldn't rely on them because I didn't even have a bond with my parents. So it was kind of just me feeling alone all the time. But when I had my son, he spent 3 months in the NICU. I felt alone as well. And even though I was surrounded by love and surrounded by people, it was this feeling of I am constantly alone. I'm doing this alone. And I know I wasn't. And as mom, we do feel like we're doing it alone because even though we might have a really good support system, a really good village, and maybe you do, maybe you don't, but those who do still probably feel that loneliness sometimes. They still probably feel alone, confused, conflicted, not feeling like they don't have anybody to turn to. So for me, one thing that I did to get out of it was honestly starting a business from home. We've talked about that in past episodes. That has really helped me get out of my shell a lot more, really helped me to start developing relationships that are deeper and higher levels. And this past weekend, when I realized that I still wasn't building relationships at a deep enough level to get to know people and them get to know me, that's something I'm going to continue to work on. And that's something that I wasn't even aware I had a wall up to begin with. But when I had my son and I felt really alone, when I started my business, I started to find other moms who felt like I did, who maybe were struggling with their self-worth, they were struggling with what they were going through, but they didn't want to stay stuck. Most moms don't want to stay stuck in where they're at anyway, but moms who were actively seeking solutions. They were actively seeking how to make things better in their life. They were actively seeking how to create a village, essentially. So if you're feeling alone and you're struggling with your identity and you're struggling with being a mom and trying to get everything done and just feeling very overwhelmed and overstimulated, think about how can you start creating that village. I am not one that plays into the BS of it takes a village, but nobody has a village. You can literally create a village, but you have to get over that trauma. You have to get over the trauma that somebody abandoned you at some point in time in your life, or that maybe you had some mom friends and they abandoned you, or maybe you had really good friends and you no longer are friends since you became a mom. You have to get over that trauma, because what bonds all of us is trauma, and what bonds all of us is that we're human and we're all going through life at the same time. We all have life that we're experiencing and going through and figuring out and really confused on at times, to be honest. I might look like I have my stuff together and I might have found my identity and my voice and who I am and what I want and my vision, but that doesn't mean that I don't go through life. It doesn't mean that I don't go through challenges. And it also doesn't mean that I don't have experiences like this past weekend where I dived deeper into trauma that I thought was healed and it actually wasn't. So my challenge to you is, first of all, look at where you actually want to go in your life and if what you're doing right now is actually conducive to that. See what your patterns of behavior are. See what your patterns of thoughts are, even when it comes to your relationships with other people. Because if you're struggling to have a village of supportive people, you're struggling to have people who support you and love you and are there for you through your toughest, darkest times. Maybe it's time to start taking radical action and accountability to that. What role do you start playing in that? What role have you been playing in that? All of those things are things that we don't think about when it comes to adulthood, when it comes to motherhood, creating our village, having the relationships that we have, the trauma that we've experienced. We think it has to do with the outside forces when we do still hold some form of accountability in how all of that has played out in our lives. So if you're struggling with your self-identity, you're struggling with having support, you're struggling with being a mom and trying to do it all, think about where you're falling short with holding yourself accountable to why that's even happening. Because you don't have to do it all as a mom. Society tells you that you have to, and you fell into that trap. How can we start taking accountability to start dividing tasks to other people? And maybe we don't have a strong support system of people to divide that to. Well, what are some solutions that we can create in our life that actually allow you to have that space to do so? So, an example of that can be hiring out. Maybe you don't have a spouse who is home enough to take on a lot of the load of the household. And maybe when they are home, you would rather them spend time with you as a family instead of helping you with housework, depending on what your situation is, of course. But you can take some of those household duties off of your plate and your spouse's plate and start hiring that stuff out. If you run a business from home like I do, what can you take off your plate that you don't have to touch in your business that somebody else can do and start hiring that out to a virtual assistant or an in-home assistant or somebody that can help you do those things? Maybe you're struggling with childcare. So how can you start to network with people and moms around your area? How can you find other moms that are like-minded like you are that might have a deeper understanding of things that you're going through and network with them, and you can do kid trade-offs. For instance, I'm a homeschool mom, and if you're listening to this, you might be a homeschool mom too. So branching out into different homeschool co-ops, branching out into different moms groups that are local, and finding the other moms that homeschool too. Then you can trade off and you can watch their kids, they can watch your kids, and it gives you a break. How can you start creating that village? And it might take some work from you, which also takes healing. Because even for me, it has taken me this far to start building connections, to start building my village in a stronger sense. And I realized why I even had that block to begin with. It was trauma from my entire life, my entire childhood, that was coming back and biting me in the ass. Chances are it probably is for you too. You watched your mom do it all. You watched your mom take care of everything. You watched your mom literally cook, clean, grocery shop, work, did everything. Maybe you have multiple siblings. So maybe you watched your mom do this for six kids with very little help from from your dad, from their spouse, and manage it all. But no longer do we have to fall into that category of doing it all as moms. Instead, it allows us the freedom and the space to start to understand where we can break those generational curses as moms to start then going after our dreams and what we enjoy and what we love and making that space safe for us. See, our moms probably didn't have a safe space at home. Their home life wasn't even safe for them because they couldn't do anything other than just mom or wife or cook or clean or take care of the duties. They were defined by all the hats they wear. Now it's time for you to start creating your safe space in your own home that is not just defined by the hats that you wear. And that takes healing trauma, and that takes radical accountability for the way that you've lived life from this moment be backwards. Now we got to take from this moment forwards, and how can we start changing it? My challenge to you this week is to look at where you can hold yourself accountable in your life, and what is one thing that you can do to start changing that, to start creating that village, to start taking some things off of your plate. Because you can't understand who you are. You can't understand where you want to go. You can't understand your vision if you are so stressed about everything in your life. So we need to start taking things off of our plates. We need to start delegating and start giving people tasks to do so that we have that open space so that we can start looking at our life and where it is that we want to go. So I love you guys. If you got value from this, all I ever ask for this podcast, because this is free, is to screenshot this, include this in your stories, drop your biggest takeaways. You can tag me. I'm at the Peace Babe over on Instagram. Tag me, leave me a 5-star review on Apple and Spotify. I love you guys. Until next week, you are amazing. Don't ever forget it.